heart to learn from it, I knew I should walk the walk here. So much of what makes the show Silicon Valley funny is the way it targets tech's penchant for wrapping up traditional predatory business behavior in idealistic language. Despite my intentions to the contrary, the term radical candor was, perhaps, being conflated with manipulative insincerity and obnoxious aggression in the workplace. In the episode, Ben Burkhart wants to become the COO for the show's hero, Richard Hendricks. Ben advises Richard to treat an employee cruelly, attributing his advice to a new management philosophy, RadCan. Burkhart represents everything Silicon Valley exists to skewer. He's smooth, glib, and utterly hypocritical. He's also a coward. When his boss enters the restaurant where he's meeting Richard, Ben runs to hide, again attributing his behavior to radical candor. The show even put an image of a fake version of my book, authored by Ben. I doctored it to illustrate the dangerous path that the show had captured so well. The asshole's journey, from obnoxious aggression to manipulative insincerity. The Silicon Valley episode taught me something important. Some people were using radical candor as a license to behave like jerks, conflating obnoxious aggression and manipulative insincerity with radical candor. I had developed a framework to prevent this very confusion, but it hadn't been clear enough. When I wrote the book, I hoped it would serve as a reminder of what fundamental compassion really means. The misrepresentation of radical candor in this episode of Silicon Valley made it clear to me that I had more work to do if I was going to achieve that goal. A few months after the Silicon Valley episode, it was Dilbert's turn to show how obnoxious bosses abuse radical candor. On the one hand, it's hard to take seriously anything by a cartoonist who once wrote in his blog that women are treated differently by society for exactly the same reason that children and the mentally handicapped are treated differently. On the other hand, the strip does highlight potential confusion between radical candor and obnoxious aggression. Pointy-haired boss says, "My new system of using radical candor is working out great. I've been criticizing people all morning, and only three of them went into therapy over it. Now I turn my candor to you." The employee says, "Die, monster!" The word radical in radical candor has been a mixed blessing. The juxtaposition of the edgy word radical with the conscientious word candor got people's attention. The downside of the term radical candor is that, to many, it sounds like a not-too-distant cousin to the move fast and break things, disrupt now, fail to hold yourself accountable later ethos of Silicon Valley. Another reason why radical candor is so often misunderstood is that it's confused with Ray Dalio's radical transparency. While Dalio and I are very much aligned on the importance of challenging directly, there's not much focus on care personally in his manage as someone operating a machine to achieve a goal philosophy. Furthermore, relationships require some privacy. So while I am all for transparency when it comes to business results, I don't believe that radical transparency fosters good working relationships, contributes to psychological safety, or results in a productive, happy culture. To me, the word radical indicates a management philosophy that is both new and dramatically different from what came before. The idea that bosses should use their power to behave like bullies is old and banal, not new and radical. The key insight behind radical candor is that command and control can hinder innovation and harm a team's ability to improve the efficiency of routine work. Bosses and companies get better results when they voluntarily lay down unilateral power and encourage their teams and peers to hold them accountable, when they quit trying to control employees and focus instead on encouraging agency. The idea is that collaboration and innovation flourish when human relationships replace bullying and bureaucracy. By radical, I mean essential. In the spirit of the French writer Antoine de Saint-Exupéry's Little Prince, one sees clearly only with the heart. What is essential is invisible to the eye. Since the term radical candor